everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And Kat.
And today we are with the Wong family.
Yeah.
And it's nearing Christmas, and there's also a birthday to talk about in our article today.
Yep.
But before we get to that, I want to talk about some of our own Christmas gift traditions. So, do you have anything special you do with Christmas gifts?
Oh, we sure do. My family, we always would do one Christmas gift on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And then on Christmas Day, there was one gift we had to go hunt for around the house. And usually my mom will make us go all the way out to the mailbox in the snow in our pajamas to find our gift.
That sounds really fun,
It was really fun.
Yeah. We do the Christmas Eve gift as well. It would usually be something like a movie or a book to keep us busy before, you know, like going to bed on Christmas Eve sort of thing. And then in the morning we would start by opening our stockings, the socks with all the little gifts in them, shampoo and
soap. Or oranges. Did you ever get an orange? Yeah.
And then we would open our big gifts. So it was always a fun Christmas morning.
Yes.
But somebody in our article today isn't going to get a Christmas gift, and there's a reason why. So let's find out.
That sounds pretty bad.
Me the Wongs. Jimmy and Timmy's lesson in gratitude.
It's Jimmy and Timmy's birthday. A calendar on the wall shows December 10th. Jimmy and Timmy are opening their birthday gifts. The rest of the Wong family is watching happily.
This birthday gift from Uncle Tom is so big.
Let's open it.
Hang on, boys. I want to take a photo first.
The boys pose for a photo with the gift.
Okay, it's all yours.
Wow! Some new race cars.
Cool! There are so many of them.
Hey, wait a second. These look like our old race cars.
We already have these cars.
We didn't get any special edition cars either.
Maybe we'll get some for Christmas. It's only 2 weeks away.
You boys need to learn a lesson about gratitude.
I agree. You know Uncle Tom meant well.
I hope these aren't your true colors, boys. Jimmy and Timmy look sad.
Word power!
Birthday. Birthday. My sister baked me a really big cake on my birthday. Photo. Photo. People often take a lot of photos on vacation. People often take a lot of photos on vacation. Already. Already. Can I go outside? I already did my homework. Can I go outside? I already did my homework. Lesson. Lesson. Stanley learned a lesson after he left his house late and missed his plane. Stanley learned a lesson after he left his house late and missed his plane.
All right, so let's start out by kind of setting the scene in today's article. What's happening?
Okay, so it's Jimmy and Timmy's birthday today. Their birthday is pretty close to Christmas.
Right.
A calendar on the wall shows December 10th. Jimmy and Timmy are opening their birthday gifts, and the rest of the Wong family is watching them.
Well, it's Jimmy and Timmy's birthday. Of course, they're twins, so it's the same day. And we start out with Jimmy saying, "This birthday gift from Uncle Tom is so big." Now, that's pretty cool. I love getting big gifts because mm-hmm. there's lots of cool things inside. Yes. So let's find out what's happening here. He said he got a birthday gift. Now, birthday is our first word power word today. It's spelled B-I-R-T-H-D-A-Y, birthday. Let's find out what it means. All right, we're talking about the noun birthday. A birthday is the date exactly a year from when you were born and each year on that same day after that. So for instance, I was born on November 24th. That means every year on November 24th, I celebrate my birthday. Now in the West, people often receive gifts on their birthday. But in Taiwan, it's a tradition to give out little gifts or little snacks on your birthday. Here's an example. My sister baked me a really big cake on my birthday. My sister baked me a really big cake on my birthday. Okay, so they've got this amazing birthday gift from yeah. Uncle Tom. They don't know what it is yet. So what happens next?
All right. Mm-hmm. So Timmy says, let's open it.
Good idea,
of
Timmy.
Of course.
Yeah. You don't just sit there and look at the gift. You gotta open it and see what yeah. it is. So we can see in the magazine, in the picture, Jimmy and Timmy are kind of opening the gift. They're ripping at the paper. But then Mr. Wong stops them. We can see their dad just going, wait, wait. And here in the article, Mr. Wong says, hang on, boys. I want to take a photo first. Hmm. Now, before he said that sentence, I want to take a photo first, he said the phrase, hang on. Now, we use the phrase hang on to say slow down or wait for a short time because you are finishing something or you want to do something. Now, Mr. Wong says hang on because he wants the boys to stop opening the gift. He wants to take a photo of them with the gift first. Now, speaking of photos, let's find out what that word means.
All right. So photo is our second word power word. Mm-hmm. Photo is a noun and is spelled P-H-O-T-O. That's right. It's one of those P-H words. P-H-O-T-O. So let's find out what it means.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're learning about the word photo here. A photo is a picture that you take that shows exactly what's in front of you. You can't draw a photo, you can't paint a photo, but you can take one with a camera or with your smartphone. You might take lots of photos of friends or family or maybe some vacation spots that you go to. Mr. Wong wants to take a photo of the boys to remember their birthday. Here's an example sentence of photo. People often take a lot of photos on vacation. People often take a lot of photos on vacation.
So it's not poto.
No, it's not poto.
It's not hodo.
No, and it's not pahodo either.
It's not pahodo, so
no.
It's photo. It sounds like an F.
Yeah.
I got it. All right, well, let's continue on. So what do you do when someone says, let's take a photo? Pose! The boys pose for a photo with the gift, of course. They know what to do. Mm-hmm. Then Mr. Wong says, okay, it's all yours. So he's taken the photo, and now he says, something is all yours. Now, this phrase, we might say it when you're letting another person have something or use something, especially because you don't want it or need it for yourself. Right. For example, we might say, do you want this cookie? No, it's all yours.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what they finally do. They mm-hmm. finally unwrap their gift
okay.
after taking the photo.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, oh, Jimmy says, wow, some new race cars.
Awesome.
Whoa, cool. Mm. So if you don't know what a race car is a noun. It's a very fast car that tries to win against other cars. Mm-hmm. They go in a race. They make a loud sound, and some of them have really big wheels out on the side, like mm-hmm. F1 cars.
Right.
Those are the fastest ones.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy and Timmy probably got some toy race cars. I think a real race car might be too expensive.
Right. Also, I think they're a little too young for race cars.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. So they've opened their gift. They've got some great new race cars, and Jimmy is really excited, and now Timmy's excited too, and he says, cool, there are so many of them. So they must have gotten like 10 or even 15 or 20 race cars.
That's
you know?
A lot of race cars.
They're quite little, so mm-hmm. maybe there was just a big box full of them or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're looking at their new cars. They're holding up their new cars. Mm-hmm. But then Jimmy says, hey, wait a second. These look like our old race cars.
Oh.
Huh? Mm. So here Jimmy says, wait a second. The phrase, wait a second, is kind of like hang on that Aaron told us earlier. We can say wait a second or wait a moment, wait a minute, when we're thinking again about something that just happened. So Jimmy looks at his race cars and says, wait a second, because he just saw the cars look like their old ones.
Right, so he's kind of taking these words and it's like, I'm thinking about something. Mm-hmm. Wait a second. So you kind of even say, wait a second.
Yeah, really slow.
Yeah, you kind of say it really slow there for a second while you figure something out. So let's look at the next picture. So Jimmy and Timmy, they're not in the living room anymore. Mm-hmm. They've moved to their bedroom and they're looking at some model cars or some other race cars that are already in their room. So they're kind of holding up the new race cars and the old race cars and they're going, that's what we see in the picture there.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. and Mrs. Wong are kind of in the door and they're looking at Jimmy and Timmy doing this. They're kind of just And Timmy says, we already have these cars.
Wow.
We already have these cars. So, okay, so they're looking at the cars, they're the same, and he used the adverb already to say it. So, already is an adverb, it's spelled A-L-R-E-A-D-Y, already. Let's find out what it means. Okay, let's talk about the adverb already. Now here, already is used to describe an action that has happened before the present time, or right now, or before a time that you're talking about. So the boys just got some new cars, but when they look in their room, they see they have the same cars in there. That means they got the other cars at a time before now, or already. Here's an example. Can I go outside? I already did my homework. Can I go outside? I already did my homework. Okay, so they're looking at their cars and they're going, they're the same.
Yeah, these are the same cars.
They're kind of just like, they're not complaining. They're just noticing.
Are they complaining though?
Well, maybe.
Well, and then Jimmy goes on to say, we didn't get any special edition cars either. So not only the same cars, but they also didn't get any special ones. So we're talking about the word special edition or edition. An edition is one kind of the same thing, like a toy or a game or some cards. Maybe Pokemon cards have some different editions. If something is special edition, that means it's got something extra with it that's very cool.
Okay.
So Jimmy and Timmy wanted some special edition race cars. Maybe they have something like new colors or they can do something special. And they have things that the regular edition cars don't have.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So these cars, maybe they can drive on their own.
Yeah.
Maybe they have
a real engine.
They make noise or something. Okay, so now they're looking at their cars. They're the same, and they didn't get any special edition ones.
Right.
They just got normal ones. So Timmy says, maybe we'll get some for Christmas. It's only 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
And remember, their birthday's on December 10th, so they just have to kind of wait. So.
Yeah. Just gotta wait.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Like, we know Mom and Dad, Mr. and Mrs. Wong, are watching this.
Yeah, so Mr. and Mrs. Wong hear what they say, and they look disappointed. They look like...
I'm so disappointed in you.
Why? So Mrs. Wong says, you boys need to learn a lesson about gratitude.
That's right.
Are they in trouble?
It sounds like it.
Okay. So, the word we're focusing here is lesson. Lesson is a noun spelled L-E-S-S-O-N. L-E-S-S-O-N. Let's find out about that word.
Okay.
Okay, so we're learning about the word lesson. When you hear lesson, you might think of something like school or homework books. Those are the lessons you have when you're in school. But they can also teach you about life. We learn life lessons all the time, like how to be kind, how to be brave, how to work hard for things that we want. So today, Mr. and Mrs. Wong want their boys, Jimmy and Timmy, to learn a life lesson. So here's an example. Stanley learned a lesson after he left his house late and missed his plane. Stanley learned a lesson after he left his house late and missed his plane.
Okay, so the lesson that they want Jimmy and Timmy to learn is about gratitude. Now, let's learn about this word gratitude. It's a noun, and it's the feeling of being thankful for something. So when you feel gratitude, you want to say thank you, or you are thankful that something good has happened to you.
Yeah.
So they got a gift, right?
Yeah.
And it's nice to get gifts.
Yeah.
But they kind of just said, oh, this gift, it's... Ugh,
we didn't get what we wanted.
Right.
We got the same thing.
And so when their parents hear this, they say, oh, that's not how you're supposed to get gifts.
No, not at all.
So
All right. What
happens next? What does Mr. Wong say?
Yeah, well, Mr. Wong agrees with Mrs. Wong. He says, I agree. You know Uncle Tom meant well.
Yes.
Okay, what does he mean well?
Mm-hmm.
So if you say somebody means well, it means they wanted to do something good.
Right.
Maybe their plan didn't work out the way that they thought, but in their heart, they still wanted to do a good thing.
Yes.
So Uncle Tom wanted to get nice gifts for the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he didn't get the ones they wanted,
right.
He meant well because he was trying to get them something nice.
Right. And you know what? I think he did get something nice.
Mm-hmm.
They just already had it.
Yeah.
So. Okay, well, now Mr. and Mrs. Wong are finishing up their conversation.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about, you know, how the boys are acting about this gift. And Mrs. Wong continues by saying, I hope these aren't your true colors, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we used another interesting phrase here. Somebody's true colors. We're not talking about red or blue or green here.
Yeah.
We're talking about the way you act, your feelings. Now, when you show your true colors, you show people what you are really like or what your personality or character is like, especially if it's not good. So what Mrs. Wong is saying here is that right now, Jimmy and Timmy are showing her that they do not have gratitude, which means they don't say thank you for something good that happens. So she is saying that these boys' true colors or characters are not very good.
Right.
So now that their parents have said this, what happens? What do we see in the picture?
Well, Jimmy and Timmy just got their parents scolded them, so they look sad.
Of course they do. It's kind of sad when your parents scold you, but we aren't going to find out what happens in the story until tomorrow because we're out of time for our article.
Yep.
But we're not finished yet. Stay tuned for our review time.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽!
Welcome back to Review Time. We're going to play a guessing game today.
Yeah, I love guessing games.
Kat has to read my mind.
Am I going to be good at it? I don't know.
Well, she does get 5 questions to ask to learn the answer. So
it's not a whole lot.
But you never know. You might get it.
Yeah,
we'll think of a word. And you have to ask questions to find out what it is.
Okay. All right. Is this word... Let me think. Is this something you can see?
No.
Is this something you learn?
No.
No, it's not.
I mean, you learn the word, but... No.
Well, okay, you learn the word, but you... So clearly it can't be lesson.
No.
Is it something you say when you are stopping to think about something?
Nope.
Man, I'm really bad at this.
Huh. That's 3 questions.
Yeah, that's... Okay, I only have 2 left.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like when you are trying to do something nice?
Nope.
So it's not mean well either.
Nope.
Then maybe it's something about the way you really are.
Nope.
I'm terrible.
That's okay.
Then it must be...
Can you get it in 6 questions?
Okay. Does it have to do with that you did it before?
Yes.
Okay. It's already.
Yes.
Already. Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready. We'll do one more. We're almost out of time, so we'll do one more. Okay. Think of a word. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Is this something that you have a party for?
No.
Is this something that you say when you're thinking about something?
No.
Is it a phrase?
Yes.
Ooh, okay. Is this a phrase when you say... Wait, does it have... Does it have two words?
Yeah.
Okay. Does this word mean wait? Stop what you're doing?
No, it does not.
Oh. Does this word,
get it?
Does this word have an M?
Have a N?
M.
M. Yes, it does.
Is it mean well?
It is.
Okay.
Okay, good job.
All right. Well, we're all out of time, so we'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Right, bye.
Step by step.
Mean well. Did Belinda help you with the party? She tried to help, but she just made things more difficult. You know she meant well. Somebody's true colors. I met your brother today. He's nice. Just wait until he gets angry. Then you'll see his true colors. Oh no.
大家好，我是 Emily， 欢迎来到今天的 Step by Step。今天呢，想跟大家聊聊身边的一种人，不知道大家有没有遇过？就是啊，在学校应该有时候会做分组报告吧。那这次呢，我做分组报告的时候啊，跟我的一个好朋友，他叫做 Jane， 同组。然后我们平常呢，虽然感情很好，他也很热爱参与各种的事物，但偏偏呢，就做的都不是很好。那这时候就尴尬了啊，我只好对他说。I know you mean well, but you're not really helping. I know you mean well, but you're not really helping. 诶，我知道你是好意啦，但真的没有帮到什么忙诶，可能还帮了倒忙。那我这里呢，所说到的 mean well, mean 呢，就是我们所知道的 what do you mean 的那个 mean。只不过呢，这个动词这里的意思比较偏向于有什么目的、意欲，而不是有什么意思的意思。那Meanwhile 就是在说呢，一个人他是出自一片好意，出自好心的状态。但就跟中文一样，当我们说我怎么样怎么样，也是出自一片好意的时候呢，基本上呢结果都不太好。所以回到刚刚的状况，当我说 I know you mean well 的时候呢，后面也加上了一句话 But you're not really helping， 我知道你是好意啦，但是呢没有帮到什么忙呢。这句话呢，我也常常在吃饭的时候呢，用来形容我那煮菜的妈妈。Mom means well, I know, but she just cooks too much food. Mom means well, I know, but she just cooks too much food. 我妈呢，当然是怕大家吃不饱，一片好意，但就是煮太多了啦。OK， 回到一开始的情境哦，当我跟 Jane 说她在帮倒忙的时候呢，她居然，大家听过这句话吗？更小。灯手机，他居然开始对我生气耶！天哪 ，Now I see her true colors， 我终于看清楚她的真面目了。那这里我说 Now I see her true colors， 可不是在讲什么人身上有什么颜色哦。我的确呢是看到她那因为生气而涨红的脸。Somebody's true colors 所指的呢是一个人真实的面貌。那其实用真面目这三个字呢就能够很完美的解释了，因为呢通常指的都是比较不好的那一面。 Yeah, I'm seeing Jane's true colors for the first time now. 以前呢我都不知道他居然是这样子个性的人，那现在这个情况呢就显现了他的真面目了。这个呢 somebody's true colors 常搭配一个动词，那就是 show, S-H-O-W, 所以呢 show somebody's true colors 就是呢展现真面目的意思啦。Jane finally shows her true colors. 我看清她是怎么样的人了。让我想一下这个分组报告的情况该怎么办好了。我们下次见咯。
Me the Wonks.
Jimmy and Timmy's lesson in gratitude.
It's Jimmy and Timmy's birthday. A calendar on the wall shows December 10th. Jimmy and Timmy are opening their birthday gifts. The rest of the Wong family is watching happily.
This birthday gift from Uncle Tom is so big.
Let's open it.
Hang on, boys. I want to take a photo first.
The boys pose for a photo with the gift.
Okay, it's all yours.
Wow! Some new race cars.
Cool! There are so many of them.
Hey, wait a second. These look like our old race cars.
We already have these cars.
We didn't get any special edition cars either.
Maybe we'll get some for Christmas. It's only 2 weeks away.
You boys need to learn a lesson about gratitude.
I agree. You know Uncle Tom meant well.
I hope these aren't your true colors, boys.
Jimmy and Timmy look sad. Birthday. Birthday. My sister baked me a really big cake on my birthday. My sister baked me a really big cake on my birthday. Photo. Photo. People often take a lot of photos on vacation. People often take a lot of photos on vacation. Already. Already. Can I go outside? I already did my homework. Can I go outside? I already did my homework. Lesson. Lesson. Stanley learned a lesson after he left his house late and missed his plane. Stanley learned a lesson after he left his house late and missed his plane.